Part 6, Chapter 2.
I see you have acquired some more animals,
said Numph, querulously, the next afternoon. A jolly Turl had gotten the interview with a bit of persuasion. He was not popular with Numph's office staff, and he definitely didn't seem very popular with Numph. The planetary director sat there behind his upholstered desk. He was not looking at Turl, but gazing with distaste upon the awesome mountain scenery in the distance.
Just as you authorized,
said Turl. Said Numph.
You know, I really don't see any traces of this mutiny of yours.
Turl had put a cautionary paw across his own mouth bones. Numph noticed it and turned to face him. The security chief had brought a lot of papers and some equipment with him. He now raised a warning talon to Numph, and then reached down and picked up the equipment. Numph watched while the security chief passed a probe all over the office, up along the curving canopy beams, beside the edges of the rug, over the desk, and even under the chair arms. Each time Numph sought to question, Turl put up a cautionary talon. Plainly, the security chief was making sure there were no button cameras or picto-recorder diaphragms anywhere about. Turl looked through the canopy and examined the outside carefully. No one was around. Finally, he smiled in reassurance and sat down.
I don't like that recon drone crashing by every morning. It gives me a headache.
Turl made a notation.
I will change its course at once, your planetship.
And these animals. You're getting a positive zoo out there. Just this morning, Char said you had added 6 more.
Well, actually, the project requires more than 50. Also, some machines to train them, and authorization...
Absolutely not!
It will save the company a great deal of money and increase its profits.
Turl, I am going to issue an order to vaporize those things. If Home Office were to hear...
It's confidential. It's a surprise. How grateful they will be when they see their payroll and bonuses shrink and their profits soar.
Numph frowned, feeling himself on very sure ground. Turl knew the blunder he had made before. Numph, left to his own crooked course, would have enormously increased the number of personnel brought here from Cyclo. Every extra employee greatly padded Numph's pocket.
I have other ways of increasing ore shipments. I'm considering doubling our workforce with employees from home planet. There are plenty out of work there.
But that will reduce profits,
said Turl innocently.
You told me yourself that profits were a battle just now.
More ore, more profits,
said Numph belligerently.
And they go on half pay when they arrive. That's final.
Now these authorizations I have here,
said Turl, undisturbed.
To train up a native indigenous workforce.
Did you hear me?
Said Numph angrily.
Oh yes, I heard you,
smiled Turl.
My concern is for the company and the increase of its profits.
You imply mine is not?
Challenged Numph. Turl laid his work papers on the desk in front of Numph. At first, the planetary director started to sweep them away with a paw. Then he sat suddenly still, frozen. His eyes stared. His paws began to tremble. He read the profit estimations. He read the circled absence of actual pay information. He read the vehicle numbers. And then he read the message. No complaints here. Bank difference as usual. Numph looked up at Turl. Staring, frozen terror crept into his eyes.
By company regulations, I have the right to replace you.
Numph was staring at the gun in Turl's belt. His eyes were hypnotized with shock.
But actually, I don't care much for administration. I can see that someone in your position, faced with growing old and with no future, might find other ways to solve his problems. I am very understanding.
Nymph's terror-filled eyes lifted to Turl's chest, waiting.
The crimes of someone on home planet are not in my duty sphere.
There was a flicker in Nymph's eyes. Incredulity.
You have always been a good administrator.
Continued Turl.
Mainly because you let other employees do exactly what they think best serves company interests.
He swept up the evidence.
Out of regard for you, these will be put away where none can see them. Unless something happens to me, of course. I will report nothing to Home Office. I know nothing about this. Even if you say I do, there will be no evidence and you won't be believed. If you get vaporized because of it, it will be entirely because of mistakes you make on other lines. They will not include me.
Turl got up, followed by Nymph's stricken eyes. A huge sheaf of requisitions and order forms was laid on Nymph's desk.
For your signature.
They were blank. They were undated. They were forms from the planetary director's own office. Nymph started to say, "But they're blank. You could put anything on these. Personal money, machines, mines, change operations, even transfer yourself off the planet." But his voice wouldn't work. And then he realized that his brain wouldn't function either. The pen was pushed between his claws, and for the next 15 minutes, Nymph signed his name over and over and over again, slowly, almost witlessly. Turl picked up the sheaf of signed blanks. He would be very sure that none of these got loose while they were not filled in.
"All for the good of the company,"
said Turl. He was smiling. He put the thick sheaf in a securely locked case, put the evidence in a big envelope, picked up his equipment.
"To remove you would ruin the career of a valuable employee. As your friend, I can only seek to minimize damage to the company. I am pleased to tell you that you are in no danger of any kind from me. You must believe that. I am a faithful company employee, but I protect my friends."
He gave a little bow and left. Nymph sat like a dumped sack of ore, nerveless, incapable of reaction. Only one thought kept going round and round and round in his head. The security chief was an untouchable demon. A demon who, forever after, could do exactly as he wished. Nymph never thought of even trying to stop him. He was, and forever after would be, in the complete power of Turl. He was too paralyzed to even think of warning Nype. From here on out, Turl would be the real head of this planet, doing exactly as he pleased.